The organizers don't think they can gather the necessary 161,000 signatures in time to suspend the wolf hunt this coming November, but they do hope to make it Michigan's first and last wolf hunt since the gray wolf was removed from the endangered species list. The legislature and Governor Rick Snyder approved a law earlier this year that makes an earlier ballot drive meaningless. This second referendum would appear on the ballot next year. Jill Fritz is with the group Keep Michigan Wolves Protected.
It's very sad that legislators have stepped on the voters like this and introduced and passed this language that's basically an end run around the democratic process.
The State Department of Natural Resources says the hunt will help address wolves attacking pets and livestock in the western UP. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.